For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud. And they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, big hockey game tonight, game two. The Blues looked like they were going to steal game one the other night. The Jets would have none of that, but they can still come away with the split. Frank Cusumano from KSDK is here for a preview this afternoon. You got to get this win tonight, don't you, Frank?
Yeah, you really do. There's a great stat out there that in a seven-game series, the team that wins the first two home games goes on to win it 80% of the time. So this is kind of a game you got to win. Now, with that said, there's also a stat that Winnipeg has won the first two games of their last playoff series, and they went on to get swept in the next four games. So that's 2 years in a row.
I like
that. So we'll see which stat works. Yep.
Well, what do you think happened on Saturday? I mean, they looked like they were kind of in control of that game, and then the Jets tied it, and then they, you know, they went up, and the Blues seemed, to my eyes, not being an expert, they really seemed like they could not get the puck out of the Jets zone very much late in that game.
Yeah, they only got one shot on goal in the third period, and that was a weak shot in the dying seconds of the game. There are a couple of crucial mistakes. Colton Parayko has had better games. In fact, this has been his best season, but a couple of goals, he was right there. Maybe should have got in front of the offensive player, Iafallo. So the thing is, they kind of played like not to lose. They lost their aggressiveness in the third period, and normally they're a terrific third-period team, so I got to tell you something, too. I hope you were watching, Dave, because that was looked so daunting. I mean, they only seat 15,200 in the Canada Life Center, but all those white towels, I mean, that
was
is
nuts.
Daunting.
A lot of people outside as well. I mean, I don't know if they had 10,000, 15,000 outside as well.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which was crazy. Ethan, you had a question?
Yeah, Frank. So I thought that there were a couple of positive things I want to hear your thoughts on. First off, the Blues were able to get Robert Thomas and Jordan Kyber going. I think anytime you're in a playoff series, your best players have to perform, and I thought they looked pretty good, and I think that's a good start. But Montgomery also talked after the game about, you know, you saw the inexperience show a little bit during moments later in that game, but he also was really confident that as some of these young guys get more time, though, they're going to see the quality of play improve. He seemed pretty optimistic still. What are your thoughts overall on that aspect?
Well, first of all, optimism is his whole story in life. That's why it's made him a very successful coach and a winner at every level he's ever been at as a player and a coach. Now, it's a good thought you bring up. Like, think about this tonight. We have seven players age 25 or younger. Winnipeg has three. So a lot of our guys were getting their first real taste of a hostile playoff environment. And, you know, as soon as you play one game, it changes, I think, the way you play completely.
Boy, it would be nice to steal that one tonight. And then they come back for game three. Is it Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday night, 8:30, then game four, noon on Sunday.
All right. Well, I felt personally, I'll just speak for myself here, not Cardinal Nation. I felt pretty good about the Cardinals last Monday coming out of that weekend. This Monday, not feeling quite as good. That was just a rough weekend. They had some opportunities, but now you're four games below 500. You got the Braves in a series tonight. It's not going to get any easier.
Yeah, it's amazing how one weekend in New York has just kind of spoiled the whole feeling about the Cardinal team because, you know, Dave, you and I were talking last week. 9-9 is really not a splashy record, but you just felt better about it because the numbers. In fact, I think it was Adam Wainwright who said on Saturday, if you look at the Cardinals' offensive stats and look at some of the OPS numbers, you would think the Cardinals would be the team with a really good record and the Mets would be around 500. Instead, the Mets just went nuts on the Cardinals. One troubling thing with the Cardinals is the inability to win a road game. They are 1-9
I heard that
on
today.
The road this season. That's unbelievable. Now, tonight they're facing a Braves team who've probably been the biggest disappointment in all of baseball. They're 7-13, but it's still a road game. Eric Fetty gets the ball, and they got to stop the bleeding now.
I was stunned when I heard that stat earlier today. I had no idea that they had only won one game. All right, Frank, thanks for the update this afternoon. We'll hope that the Blues can win. We'll talk on Friday afternoon.
Mark, can I say one quick little thing?
Yep.
Is the power of your radio show. I don't know the amount of people that are listening, but last week I said it was so much fun covering sports last week, I wouldn't tell Channel 5, but I would do this for free. My GM, the lovely, talented Alicia Elsner, was listening, and she says, I'll remember that in your next negotiation.
Well, she's a very smart woman for listening to this show. Frank, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Have a great week.
Take care.
That is the power of the show. I'll tell you the power of the show, and I'm not really even joking here, is I mentioned David Zweig's coming up. He is an investigative journalist. He's written this book called An Abundance of Caution, American Schools, the Virus, and the Story of Bad Decisions. We had Jen Say on Thursday from XXXY Athletics, and Jen has made, it's not really in cooperation with David, but she's made a documentary along the same lines about learning loss and how COVID really hit these kids. And this was just completely coincidental. And I was even asking Fred on Thursday, I'm like, have we had David Zweig on the show? And then I got a message from him on Friday saying, hey, Mark, I don't know if you remember me, but I was on your show a few years ago and I wrote this book. And I said, yeah, I'm very aware. We're trying to get you. So it was fortuitous. But I also said that's kind of the power of the show. And that does sometimes happen. So Mr. Zweig is coming up after Fox News here in a couple of minutes.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.